right, let the meltdown. Shall we?
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. I'm not going to get into mine first. As always, I'm going to allow you guys to melt down first. Anna Hummel!
Yeah.
What has you pissed off today?
So you know I'm real picky with food, right?
Yeah.
My meltdown today is about people that are just a little too pushy with what they want me to try.
Oh, like penis!
No!
Oh.
I'll try that.
It doesn't have a BHR face.
That's true. Well, I mean, if you turn around. Anyways.
All right.
When someone is like, hey, Anna, you want to try this? And I go, no, I'm good. And they go, no, you should really try it. And I go, no, I don't want to. It's really good. No, seriously, try it.
Right.
And I get super annoyed because then I just want to keep pushing back because they keep pushing onto me. It's like, let me live my life, bro or gal. Why are you being so pushy?
Maybe they're just...
Is it that good that you have to be like a tyrant about it?
Look, maybe they're so impressed by this food that they think is also within your dietary guidelines that they love you so much that they want to join these two loves. One is Anna and one is this food. They want you two to meet. It's like a matchmaker for two people. They're like, oh, Dan, you're going to love Janet.
No.
No?
It's wrong. It's the wrong approach. This is the approach that I use that everybody should adopt because it's the right approach. You go, you want to try some of this? And they go, no. And then you go, you sure? You open it up. Sure.
Yeah.
And then if they still say no, you go, okay. Now I'm going to leave you alone and let you live your life.
That's how I say it. I go, hey, like if I really like it, I really don't want to share it, right?
Yeah.
So I'll go, hey, man, you want to try this? And they go, no. I go, good, bitch, it's mine. And then I run away with it, and I eat it in the corner. And I cry afterwards because I know I'm going to poop myself. So what was the food?
What was the food?
Yeah, was there...
It was like some cheesy broccoli stuff that I just didn't really want. It's not really my thing.
Yeah.
You know, leave me alone.
It's very gassy.
It's not for me.
No?
No.
Brian Adams? Yes, sir. I'm guessing this is sports related or social media related, but either way, if it's got you pissed off, we want to hear about it. What is your meltdown?
Well, and it's also not about my day job, because I've had a few of those, too.
I know, man. I can't believe they have a canned your ass.
It is sports related, though.
Oh, yeah.
I have a pretty open mind when it comes to 90% of sports. I've played quite a few of them, including the one I'm melting down about right now.
Easy there, okay. Captain Marathon Athlete, right. Man.
I do not like soccer. I have never liked soccer. I've played soccer. I've gone to Rowdy's games. I've tried to indulge in soccer, and I just can't get into it.
Okay.
That includes...
Is it because you hate Hispanic people?
No, it has nothing to do with those people.
You hate black people?
I do not hate black people. I love them to death.
You hate British people?
They're so fantastic.
What do you mean to death?
All of them. Yeah, see what he said there?
I don't like that. I don't like that attitude.
We know how to read between the lines here, David Duke.
So I have no interest... In the World Cup that starts in a couple days.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Nobody's forcing you to watch it.
Nobody.
Have you seen Cristiano Ronaldo, though? That might change your mind.
Boner.
Oh,
terrific.
My God.
He makes me feel gay. Yeah, I'd hit it. He's so hot.
Anna Kournikova can get it, but I hate tennis, too.
Neat.
Mic drop.
Anyway. She's old now, dude.
Old?
Yeah, dude.
I don't even think she's old, as old as I am.
No, she's not, but for as far as tennis goes, she's a grandma. It was way hotter. Have you seen Sharapova?
Well, yes. There's more than one hot woman in tennis.
Yeah. That Sharapova came to my house, knocked on the door. This is Sparta, kick my girlfriend out the back door. Just kidding if you're listening to me.
So I posted earlier today that I just didn't care about the World Cup.
Look, I will say this, and yes, I'm interrupting you.
Of course.
You do a lot of hating on Twitter.
I really do.
Like, for somebody that bitches about people bitching on Twitter... You openly just, like today, you had a triple hate tweet. You're like, hey, guess what?
Yep.
I don't care about the World Cup, Ariana Grande dating, blah, 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 and I don't care about your mom, bitch. Get at me or something.
I have no issues with hate tweets. I have issues with uneducated hate tweets.
Oh.
Yes. People, like, for example, people hating on the Rays or hating on the Bucks or the Lightning.
Because you like them, though.
Okay, I don't know. This whole LeBron James thing is going to be blowing up the sports world soon, and I could care less about where the hell he goes.
Yeah, but you know how many people do care?
Of course there's a lot of people that care.
So why are you pooping on them?
I love baseball, but I know there's a lot of people that hate baseball.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I understand that soccer is the most internationally renowned sport. I get that.
So you're hating on the world.
I'm hating on the cup of the world.
The world.
The FIFA world.
I don't hate the FIFA. Am I super interested in it? No. But I get the hoopla. I get it. It doesn't bother me. I got about 100,000 channels to choose from at home. I ain't got to watch some damn World Cup if I don't want to.
I get it. Just like I get the Star Wars thing.
And penis.
And ginormous penis.
Hell yeah.
But I just can't bring myself to watch it.
So why don't you just not watch it? I feel like, has someone been pressuring you or insulting you?
Why don't you just not eat the food people try to get you to eat, Anna?
I don't eat it.
Well, yeah. I don't watch soccer, so there you go.
I don't understand.
But someone was pressuring you. It wasn't that they wanted me to try the food.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I hated the people that were pressuring me.
Yeah.
So why do you hate, like, soccer? You could just walk away from soccer like this. Right, left. Right.
I look
left,
at soccer. I guess
right,
I won't
left,
look at that.
Away from soccer.
I'm not a fan of tripe.
What?
Tripe?
It kind of rhymes with another word.
Tripe is the stomach lining of a cow that people of some cultures put in their food, including Vietnamese food like pho. I messed up and ordered tripe in my pho. And I pho'd up when I did it. Tripe is disgusting. No matter how much you cook it or try to make it tender, it's gross. But it doesn't affect my everyday life. I don't walk around like, man, today was a good day. I really enjoyed that movie. Goddamn, I hate tripe!
Is that your meltdown?
No, I'm just letting you know that your meltdown is stupid.
You don't have to eat the tripe, Johnny.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. People are just trying to shove tripe down my... Call it.
Almost said the F word. You just walk away from the tripe, John.
I don't even walk towards the tripe. I don't even think about tripe.
You're missing the point. It's not the food that was bothering me. It's the people pressuring me to eat the food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course, I don't mind cheesy broccoli. I just don't eat it. It's the people that are yelling at me to eat it. So who is yelling at you to play soccer?
Yeah.
Or watch soccer?
Yeah.
Nobody's yelling. I had a conversation with somebody at the day job.
Can we get to the bottom of why you're melting down?
I would not have just thought about the World Cup off the top of my head.
You have to tell everybody what you're pissed off at. So you're pissed off at the person at your job.
No, I'm pissed off at the fact that I feel like people like, again, one of the people that I talked to at work today was like, it's un-American of you to not like the World Cup.
Well, that guy's a moron.
Yeah. Here's what I think it is. This is what I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's because you are such a rah-rah sports guy, but then when you completely, do not watch a specific sport, people are like, I say I like sports. And you're like, I hate soccer. Soccer is not a sport.
How come you have a sports podcast, but you don't care about basketball and soccer?
See, that's what it
Two
is.
Two of the biggest sports in the history of sports. You're gay.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. That's what's pissing you off, because it's messing with your identity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm Scrum Ryan Radio. I'm Mr. Sportsman. I almost said the wrong one.
When we say Scrum Ryan Radio, we really think the other.
Yeah. Scrum minus the scrum. Yeah. So when that messes with your identity, when people are insulting you saying, I thought you liked sports, but you don't like basketball, but you don't like soccer, and that messes with your mind.
It's because of the Hispanic people and the black people in those
two
sports.
Right, you're racist. I knew it.
Yeah.
It all goes back to that.
Baseball is primarily white. Have you noticed?
It is.
Yeah.
Sammy Sosa, white.
So white. Let's go to the phones before I give you my meltdown. Yo, Robert, what's up, pimp?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Listen, I got a meltdown now because Ryan didn't put a good thing on the screen, so you take my call earlier. So
sorry, dude. Yeah, dumbass.
But anyway, and then on the previews, while I was on hold, now I want to jump in that big bowl of rice with you, because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, Just Rice is a restaurant that needs to happen, pal. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I originally wanted to call you about the Two-Ton family.
Yeah, you saw them?
Well, I've seen a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But my question to you, a serious question, okay? So, like you were saying, that lady was what, 600-700 pounds?
Well, one was 803 pounds, one was 625 pounds, yeah.
Okay, so when they lose that weight,
Uh-huh.
Are they still able to, you know, squat 600-700 pounds?
You know, that is a great question because they're powerlifting, just like myself. I'm powerlifting over 300 pounds every time I walk. So, hell yeah, I'm shredded underneath all this.
That's I've always been curious because I always watch that show on, like, A&E, My Fat Life and all that, whatever.
I love it.
Well, when they lose that weight, can they still squat all that?
No, probably not, because they're probably losing, I mean, they have a lot of fat to lose, but they're probably losing a bit of muscle.
Plus,
as well.
You got to think about the damage in their joints and their back and everything else. I mean, yeah. they're just like myself. I used to weigh 565, and I still have a lot of issues with my back and stuff sometimes that's just left over from those years of being super morbidly obese. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to be doing any Olympic weightlifting competitions or anything.
No, I understand that. So, you, Johnny, when you lost your weight,
yeah,
you're, what, 300 now?
Yeah.
Could you squat another 200 pounds or a total 500 pounds like you used to weigh?
When I was in high school and I played football, my legs were extremely strong because I was 300 pounds when I played football, and I was running every day and in the weight room every day. So, yeah, I used to be able to max out the leg press back then, but, man, I got, like, two bad knees, so I ain't squatting anything. The only time I squat is when I make poo-poos.
And these people aren't squatting, though. You know, it's not like they're squatting down and standing back up. They're just trying to, like, move from one room to the other.
If you want to be impressed by fat, athletic people, just go YouTube some sumo wrestling stuff. Some of those guys are upwards of 600-800 pounds, and they are squatting, and they are fighting. So that's impressive.
Or just strongman competitions. Those guys are fat.
They're 400 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, they're huge. They have a ton of muscle, but they are
asses. Fat.
Fat
asses.
They need the mass.
Gotta love fat people. All right, Robert. Thanks, buddy.
You guys take care.
Later, Fester.
You too, bye.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. He kind of sounded like a fat guy that wondered if he was strong. You know what I mean?
Ryan, do you still hate soccer?
How? God, that
Look
guy.
Look at that specimen of a human.
Right? Is he not perfect?
He's Cristiano Ronaldo, and he is the hottest player.
Doesn't he make like all the money?
I think he's the second richest athlete in the world after Floyd Mayweather. I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. Like everybody thinks like LeBron and all these guys are super rich.
No.
They can't hold a candle to him.
Soccer is huge. Soccer is the most popular sport on the planet, Ryan Adams. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of people photoshopping Christian Ronaldo's face onto my body.
That is not right to Christian Ronaldo. Let's go.
$400 million.
Oh, that's not bad. Casey, what's up, man? You're on the Johnny B Show. What's happening?
Hey, man. Great show, guys.
Thanks,
I just wanted to make a comment. I want you to go into work tomorrow and punch that guy in the face that said it was un-American to watch soccer because the Americans aren't even in the World Cup.
Right. And by the way, it's an American to be able to make choices like not liking soccer.
Damn right, brother. Rock on.
Yeah, build that wall. Later, pal. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I just felt like he said that a couple times. Yo, Steve, what's up, baby?
What's going on, guys? Hey, my big gripe is work in retail. We are open at 9, and someone comes walking in at 8:59 and 59 seconds.
Sons
what a bitch.
Of bitches!
You really need dog food that bad.
Yeah, screw you and your dumb dog. It's the same way with the
restaurants.
Restaurants, man. It's like, we close at 9, but you're already cleaned the kitchen at 10 till 9, and some a-hole and his five fat kids want to come in and have cheeseburgers. Go to McDonald's, you jerks.
Sorry. Amen. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, buddy. Thanks for melting down, man. Hope you feel better. Matt.
Oh, Lord.
Matt, you all right?
Hey, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, buddy. Are you squatting right now the way I do?
No.
Sound like you were dropping one.
I probably should be, but I'm not.
My poop jokes
are funny. I want to tell you about tripe. You need to talk to your buddy, the Italian guy. What is his name? Gennaro's guy.
Marcello from Gennaro's on the beach.
Marcello, yes.
Hey, my wife.
Tripe is like a poor man's food, kind of like ribs were back in the day.
Uh-huh.
If they do it right with some tomato sauce, you will eat it like crazy.
I'd be crazy to eat it. I don't know, man. Make me a believer, dude. You want to make me some tripe, Matt? You want to tripe me up? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to eat tripe. Man, this guy loves me.
All right, man.
Later, Matt. I need more Matts in this world.
Those are not good jokes. They're very low caliber.
You just got to keep them in your pocket. Build self-esteem when you're having a bad day.
Yeah, keep Matt there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Having a bad day, Matt. Let me tell you a joke. Ah! I haven't even said it yet. All right. Let me get into my meltdowns.
Please do.
Let's start over for it.
We've been waiting.
Mine are always relatable.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Meltdown number one. The Apple Day prom, which everybody knows, was about kids raising money for iPads for kids with cancer, battling cancer, chemotherapy, something to brighten up their little faces and give them something to do to kind of take their minds off of everything. Well, the prom was Friday. Everybody knows about the prom. Every show has talked about the prom and giving you highlights. It was phenomenal. It was awesome. Well, we had a party bus for a lot of the personalities and their dates, including Drew Garabo's crew.
Yep.
The Johnny B. Show's crew.
True.
And a couple of others that were not on the shows that were part of the station popped in on the party bus.
Okay.
Including some friends and listeners of the show. One very, very beautiful young lady and her sister. Very beautiful. Grown women.
Women?
Grown women.
Women.
I love a woman. So I posted a slow motion video of one of them dancing on the stripper pole that's in the bus.
Okay.
We were all there.
Yeah.
She was wearing a sexy little dress. Once again, grown woman. Legal age, grown woman of sound mind and decision making.
Sure.
Got up and very cutely was dancing on the pole. There was no nudity. There was nothing overly sexual about
it. No.
Wasn't
even really that salacious.
No, it was like not even twerking.
Just a little booty dancing.
Just a little dancing that you would see at any nightclub.
No parts were exposed.
Unfortunately, she was very, very attractive. And if you watch the slow motion video, I posted it on my Facebook page and, of course, my Twitter handle. The best part of that whole video is Ryan's face.
Yeah.
In slow motion. Like, it was the first time that experience has ever happened for him. He was overjoyed.
I'm going to rewatch it right now.
He's like, a girl is dancing sexy. Well, it was unexpected. I'll just say that. It was awesome. Great time. We're having sangrias that Drew Garabo made himself. They were delicious.
Very good.
It inspired me. I made sangrias last night at my house. Delish. Tore them up. But there's a girl on my friends list, and look, honestly, I think it was an online date, almost hookup before my girlfriend and I met.
Okay.
And she's just kind of been straggling in the background.
Right.
As a Facebook friend. I've never met this girl in person, ever. And she pops in on the comments, along with one or two other people. How stupid are people that think it was a real prom? I posted, the prom bus is lit.
Yes.
With some fire emojis. If you would never think that I'm 46 years old, I would be.
Yeah, you're an old ass dude.
Not really, but I'm way too old to be on a high school prom bus videotaping high school girls dancing on a pole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This dumb broad.
Is the comment still there?
I'm looking right now. This dumb lady thought that I was on a high school thing. And, of course, people jumped in on her. Hold on, let me find these comments.
Ryan's face is glorious.
Oh, my God. Is he not so the most adorable?
Pleased. I've never seen him. He almost looks Asian.
I thought he was going to whip out his bing bong right there. I really did. I really thought things were going to get crazy. Because he was just like, girl, dance, girl. Oh, my God. Did she take down her comment? Oh, please. I'm looking for it. Oh, I don't see it. Oh, let me look. Dude, I think she took it down. Son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Bitch.
That's even worse.
That is. That, you know you're wrong now. You know you're stupid and you're wrong. Well, basically, what she wrote was, this is disgusting. That's somebody's little girl.
I mean, it is, but...
You guys are...
She's old enough.
Yeah, she was like hashtag me too and me. You know what I mean? Like, and then I had to reply, hey, this is a grown-ass woman going to a grown-ass prom for a charity. Nobody even touched her. Very respectful.
Very respectful.
Idiots. And who the hell are you to judge me? First of all, if it was a high school prom bus, most of them are 18 by the time they're going to senior prom. So legally, I didn't do anything really that immoral, did I?
Or at least 17 and a half.
Yeah!
They'll be 18 by the time the prom's over.
There's grass on the field, play ball!
Oh, boy.
No, no.
No?
Sometimes you get grass for real like an 8 or 9.
Oh, damn it. My uncle used to yell that all the time.
No, no, no. Don't
it
play
was
ball.
So
don't.
Creepy because we were the only two in the room when he would say it. And I was like, no. I'm putting my pants on.
No.
All right.
If there's a checklist, that's one maybe on the checklist.
I didn't mean that.
You gotta
I didn't
see
mean
the
that.
ID. That's...
Old enough to breed. Old enough for me. No?
No.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. And real fast, my second meltdown, I was at Walmart after I went to the movies the other day. I stopped into the Walmart in, I guess that's Gibsonton. Over on East Bay Road, I guess, where the really good movie theater is, Walmart next door. So I'm going through the checkout line with a couple items. You know, I had to get some charcoal for the big green egg. I had to get a bunch of fruit to make brine for my chicken that I smoked. And I need a fruit for my sangria.
Brine time.
Brine time was on. Well, there's this older lady, cashier. She's coughing a lot.
Gross.
Not really covering her mouth, but she's coughing. I'm keeping my distance. Everything's good. Well, the charcoal was like a 20-pound bag of charcoal, so it's in my basket. She takes out the little pricing gun because I'm not going to swipe this bag of charcoal over the register. So she takes out a pricing gun that's to shoot the product code, the thingamajiggy.
All right, right. Barcode.
Barcode, thank you. And she goes, can you fetch the barcode charge me? So I'm leaning down to get the barcode towards her gun, she's leaning down with her gun, so her face is about a foot away from my face. Wouldn't you know that's when Granny had to cough again? In my face, Anna! In my goddamn face!
Can I interject for just one moment?
What?
Did you see when Gio coughed, like, in my mouth?
I was there. It was at the NFL draft.
He didn't
know. Turned to you and went, ugh, in your mouth. Yeah. That's what Grandma did the other day.
I thought about that for days. I was so disgusted.
Yeah, but Gio wasn't sick.
No, I know, but...
This lady was noticeably dying of some sort of a lung ailment.
Right, and Gio didn't know I was sitting right next to him.
Yeah.
But he coughed literally 6 inches from my face.
Yeah, let me tell you what Doc Holliday's grandmother did to me, right? I bend down to help her do her job. She bends down, and my face is there, and she goes... Ugh, ugh, and I felt... Her lung juice hit me in the face, Anna. And I responded. Naturally responded. I didn't want to be mean, but my natural response was, oh, God damn. And I just like kind of jumped up away from her. And then you know what she said? You know what she said?
What?
Oh, defense mechanism kicked in because people don't want to be guilty and apologize when they're wrong. She goes, I covered my mouth.
With your face?
Yeah. You used me to cover your mouth. You like grabbed my head and shoved it up to your face. Like, oh, at least I didn't get it on your charcoal, fat ass. So when she said that, I looked at my girlfriend, Leah, and I'm like, ugh. And she's like, Leah's just shaking her head like, she didn't cover her goddamn mouth. I'm a nurse. That bitch just gave you something. I'm walking through the parking lot just going, puh, trying to spit the old lady out of my
face.
Too
late, too late. It's already in your mouth, in your nostrils, in your throat.
The only thing I can hope is that she gave me senior citizenship, so it'll guarantee me another 30 years on this beautiful round ball. How rude!
Yeah, that is disgusting.
I couldn't believe it, dude. I was like, that would have never happened in the Valrico Walmart. They got classy poor people working there. David Council, what's up, baby?
This is an offshoot of what you got going on.
Okay. Some old lady spit in your mouth.
I digress. That's a different night.
Okay.
It's for these bitch-ass retail employees. Ooh. Not all of them, mind you.
Right.
Just you bitch-ass ones.
Ooh.
If I go into Pasco County and I'm looking for a part, you say you don't have it here, but it's another cross town, and I tell you I'm willing to drive down there and get it, and I ask you if I need to pay for it now, tell me yes or no. Know your stuff. Know your goddamn job.
By the way, David Council, you started this off with Pasco County.
I know.
That's right,
big feller.
So how did it end, man? Did you get your stuff?
Short story long. I drive down there. The guy goes, no, you got to pay for it ahead of time.
Bitch.
So I have to go to a Tampa location to get it to go back to the warehouse.
Ugh.
And you know how hot it was today.
Yeah,
I got full crotch sweat going on. I'm killing myself.
So good. Yeah.
I'm soupy.
Did you get the condoms you needed?
No, it wasn't condoms. It's something that rhymes with Bilbo.
But, yeah!
Fully operational.
Yeah, people got to get their crap together, dude. Thanks for the call, pal.
All right, buddy.
Congrats on your shout-out win tonight.